The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So an important part of the art of practice, and probably the art of life, is to know the balance or the interplay between taking responsibility and not taking responsibility. To understand what we can take responsibility for and what we doesn't make any sense to be responsible for. Because you know, all kinds of things. What we don't take responsibility for maybe is sometimes other people. Or we don't take responsibility for other people's choices that they make and the consequences of the choices. And that's a whole topic, the responsibility for other people. But and for some people, like including for me, that's their Achilles heel, is taking responsibility. And like it's up to me to make them better, up to me to make the whole thing, you know, support people or do something, and they're not going to be happy unless I do things for them. And you can spiral down, get exhausted pretty quickly from that. And how to care for people, how to be engaged in a caring way without taking responsibility, how to be responsible, able to respond, but without being responsible, and the weight of that is part of the art. But what I'm thinking about right now is not so much about our relationship to other people, but in terms of our own inner life, what to be responsible for and what to not be responsible for. And one of the principles of Buddhism is that, or one of the kind of instructions in Buddhism is that not to take too much responsibility for the cause of our happiness and unhappiness, but be responsive to the conditions that bring about happiness and unhappiness. And so Buddhism focuses a lot about putting in place the conditions that allows the movement towards liberation, to freedom, to peace, as opposed to being the one responsible for that movement. And I know plenty of people who have done meditation practice and taken too much responsibility for their meditation. And so they're constantly trying to negotiate, constantly trying to fix and adjust and make something happen as if it's up to them doing it that somehow the practice is going to unfold. It's up to me and I have to kind of huff and puff. I have to kind of force myself or get really focused or something. And it's possible to kind of create too much agitation in the mind or too much hardness in the mind for some deeper process to happen. But rather what we do is that we get the conditions, which means kind of like you do certain things with the idea that if that's in place, if the Dharma is willing, if the conditions are right, then it'll unfold in a certain way. But, you know, we're not in charge of it. It might not be, we don't even expect it, but, you know, we do our job by putting the conditions into place. And a lot of the conditions that Buddhism focuses on is living an ethical life, living a life that we don't get too easily or actively caught up in the world, caught up in the sense world. The sense world means anything in the world, actually. Caught up in, in checking Facebook, email, getting caught up in what's in our refrigerator, getting caught up in the news, the websites, getting caught up in all kinds of things. People get caught up in the sense world that we live in. Being very careful not to get caught up in it. Being careful not to get caught up in what's called the hindrances. So the tendencies of the mind to get caught up in desire, to get caught up in ill will, to get caught up in our sloth and torpor, our resistance to being engaged in a good way. And they'll get caught up in agitation and worry, and then not getting caught up in doubt. And the word "caught up" is related to the to me to the movement of not believing in these things, not believing that those are the answers to our life, that those are the not give these things authority over us. And so we start kind of not believing that those are the causes that. And the conditions for our well-being. And so we let go, then we make space for them. And this movement of these three things is a very important part of Buddhist spiritual life. To not do things which are unethical, not get caught up in the sense world, get preoccupied with it, and then not get caught up in the inner world of our hindrances, these five things. And so mostly that's a description of what we don't do. And what that allows is it allows the mind and the heart to have space and time. When the mind and the heart is not preoccupied and caught up in things, if it's not, agitated by things, then there's much more room. If it's agitated and caught up, it's kind of like the mind and the heart is claustrophobic. Or it's kind of like, really tight. And so to create the conditions that it gives space for the mind or the heart, for it to unfold and to trust the unfolding. So not take responsibility for the unfolding of the heart, but to create conditions that allow it to unfold the best. So it isn't that being ethical or not being caught up in the world or not being caught up in our inner life is going to cause us to be happy. It's a condition that allows something deeper to move and unfold within us. And it's a remarkable thing to start feeling and trusting a deeper movement that's not our doing. It's within us, but we're not causing it. And in fact, the idea that I'm going to cause myself to be happy is more agitation, it's more ways of getting hard and contracted. So how do we make lots of space for things to unfold and to move? And one of the things that can unfold in the space that's created when we're not caught up in these areas is happiness. And the Buddha was quite explicit that there's a happiness of living an ethical life, there's a happiness that comes from not being caught up in the sense world, and there's a happiness that comes from not being caught up in this inner world of the hindrances. And it just kind of, he doesn't say that, let go of these things and then next thing you should do is check off the happiness project, be happy. But rather, it's more like if you create space, then the natural state is to have a sense of well-being, it rises up. And that sense of well-being that can arise is not a static thing, but it's something that begins to move through us, so unfold within us. The heart is designed to unfold in certain directions. And the heart is a thing that's very deeply conditioned by affected by conditions, and you have the right conditions in place, it will move and unfold in one way or the other, depending on what those conditions are. And so we can take responsibility for the conditions, and one of the conditions that practitioners can do is to get out of the way. And so there's no obstacles to this, the beauty, the wonderfulness of the heart to unfold, the healing aspects of the heart, the reconciling aspects of the heart, the wisdom aspects of the heart to come up. So to take too much responsibility might not make space for something which is not you to operate and unfold. If you take responsibility and if you're constantly the person at the helm and, negotiating and fixing and doing and then there might not be any space. It might be effective, it might be good in some ways to do that. But it doesn't allow a deeper insight, understanding about how there is a process, a dharma process within that can unfold if we get out of the way. And it's not so, mystical. If you've been a very busy day and very active and your kind of body's a little bit tense, and you sit down in a nice couch and relax and sit still, some of that tension dissipates. If you meditate, more of it might dissipate. And you don't have to make the dissipation happen, but it kind of unfolds kind of on its own. It's a natural process. If you stop fueling the tension, that it kind of relaxes over time. So this idea of responsibility and taking responsibility and not taking responsibility, my understanding of the teachings of the Buddha is we take a lot of responsibility for the conditions, but not for the consequences. So we put into place certain conditions, and then we make space and allow those conditions to unfold in the way that they're going to unfold. Make sense? So it requires, and one of the things that helps is time. And not filling your life with things and doing and everything, but have time to meditate, have time to look out the window, to go for walks, to have kind of time that allows for something to move and bubble and unfold that can't happen if we're always doing, always kind of engaged. So one of the conditions to create is space. Space in time, space in territory, space in activity, just space. And all of you have come here today, and that's very nice. Thank you for coming. And I hope that coming here today was one way to do that, create some space. And I hope that something could happen here, unfold, that was not necessarily of your doing. And that over time, that you come to trust something that's inside of you, which is not you. Isn't that nice? If it's you, we're all in trouble. But something inside of you, which is not you, it's still you. But you know, it's not the plan, not the place that we identify as the one who's in the control tower, running the whole show. Okay, thank you.